Welcome, everybody. Shir number 816, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we, last couple of Shirim, we were talking a little bit more about the Dibur Nefashos. I want to just get back to the after Brachos, the Bracha Achas Mein Sholosh, as we call it, the Shulchan Aruch calls it, in reference to Al HaMichya, Al HaEitz, Al HaGefen, and so on. Okay. And that is all found in Simen Reish Ches. Now, before we started talking about the, A few shiurim ago, we started talking about the bracha of Me'ein Shalish, the breakdown, what it's all about, why it's called Me'ein Shalish, right, in conjunction with benching and so on. But I just want to go backtrack a minute and talk about, in Simen Reish Ches, they bring down a beautiful hakdama as to why items, if a person, let's say like this, if a person has an item, let's say a snack type food, it's made out of one of the five grains. What are the five grains? Let's see what, backtrack a minute. We spoke about this in the past. Also, tells us the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Reish Ches, Sif Beis, the five grains, chita, sa'ore, you have wheat, you have barley, the kusmin is, you have spelt, you have shibboleth shul, which is oats, and shifon is rye. Okay, so those five grains, if it's baked and it's made into a bread, one makes a hamoitzi and berchas hamozein, and assuming they ate the right amount of shear as far as the after bracha. Of the bracha rishayna, the first bracha, you always make a bracha, whether it's hamotzi or mizonos, depending in these situations, obviously, even if you eat a little tiny amount. But after bracha, you need a shear. Okay, but that's not today's subject, that I want to get into that right now. But the question is very interesting, brings on the Sefer, the Mishnah Berurah Oiz Vahodar, and that is, why do we, technically, if you think about it, good, so you'll tell me it's flour. For example, if you have corn flour, you have corn, right? And you have corn flour. We know corn flour, we've spoken about in the past, is a shehakol. If you have one of the other grains, which are not one of these five grains, which we just mentioned, and it's ground up into flour, the bracha in general is going to be shehakol. If you eat the whole grain in general, we say it's Eho Adama. Okay. Now, we'll learn it inside also. If a person eats a grain, these grains also, if a person eats like the spelt grain or the wheat grain, the bracha would still be Eho Adama if you eat it whole without being ground up. Okay, and again, we'll try and get into those halachas also. But the point I'm trying to say is today, which I want to talk about, is why when it's whole, the dagon, for example, just to read from the Mechaber, Simen Reish Ches Sif Dalid, he says, Ochal dagon chai, I ose kaloyos, I shalik vagarin and shleimim. The point is over here that it's a whole grain, right? Okay, it's a machlekes, betosis, whatever. We're not going to get into the whole thing right now. But the problem, the point is over here, the first bracha is a huadama. And the same thing applies. If somebody, for example, eats popcorn, let's say, right, so you have whole pieces, so again, ha'adama, eat potato chips, well, that's not really a grain. But when you eat a grain, eating a whole grain, the bracha is ha'adama. Whether it's dogon, whether it's whatever the case is, you're talking about wheat, whether you're talking about you're talking about corn, it doesn't change. But why, when we grind it up, we make it into flour, and we make, let's say, bread, right? If I make corn bread, we'll talk about it's pure corn flour, so it's a shahakal. If I make bread out of wheat, regular bread, right? Baking bread, and I make it bread, and it's bread, finished. So after wash, and after I make a hamoitzi, it's a special bracha. And not just that, even if I make it into a cake, so I make it into a cake or cookie, so it's a snack, so that's a mizonos. We make a mizonos, right? Why don't we make a shahakal? It's also ground up flour. Where's the differentiation? That's the question over here. And just to bring the point stronger, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sifkat and Yudalit, Dogon Chai, when he says Dogon Chai, well, he says Kol Chamesh Aminim Bechlal, all the grains which we just mentioned, the oats and the spelt, fall under this category where you would make a Hadama. Now, when it comes to a barley grain, it's Machlaikis, the Ramah wants to say possibly Shahakal. We're not going to get into that right now. But the point is, why would this ground up into flour? What are these grains different than any other grains, right? We say on Pesach, when we asked Manishtana, why is this night of Pesach different than all the other nights? What's going on over here? Why are the grains different? All of a sudden, when it's a whole grain, good, I'm going to eat it a whole grain. I'll eat a grain of the Chamesha, these five grains, the Chamesha Minim that we just mentioned, right? We said spelt wheat, rye and so on. Well, we just mentioned the five. So good. If I eat a whole grain, it's adam. If I make it into flour, it's a whole new ball game, as they say in English. It's either hamoitzi, right, or if it's made into a snack type food, or if it's cooked. If it's cooked, we'll talk about, which we've spoken about in the past quite a number of times. If it's cooked, right, I make lakshin, I make noodles. That's flour, right? That's regular flour. So anything that's cooked, anytime you take one of these five flours, these five grains, and you make them into flour, and you cook it, right, with water on, you cook it. You don't bake it, so it's always going to be a mizonos. It's never going to be a hamotzi in general. There are little changes here and there, which we discussed in the past. But the point is, what I want to try and zoom in the next shira to, is where do we draw the distinction? In other words, what exactly is the difference? What is this grinding it up all about? Now, there's another question also which I want to get into a little bit, which makes the question even stronger, and that is the Mechaber says, again, in all Simen Reish Ches, our Simen, which is all about this Bracha Achas Mein Shalish, and also about Mezonos a little bit. So he says, Al Chamesha Saminim Shehim, which is what we discussed also last time, Gefen Eteina Rima and Zayis, so tomorrow we said, on the fig, right, on a grape and so on, and a date and a pomegranate, so we make if somebody ate enough, they ate a kezias under a 4-minute period, so then you have to make a after bracha of achas mein shalish. You don't make a burn of fashas. If, like this, if I ate an apple, right, if I ate an apple, so I make a burn of fashas. I ate an orange, I make a burn of fashas. Assuming you ate the right amount in the right amount of time, that's not the question right now. But I make a burn of fashas. If I ate one of these, like we said, the figs, right, chameshes aminim, the from the fruits, we said, the figs, the grapes, and so on, the dates, right, pomegranates, so then I make a bracha achas mein shalish. I make a al ha'etz. If I ate the right amount in the right amount of time. Okay, so we said, so what's the difference? We said, so we quoted the Mishnah Berurah that because of the fact that these are mentioned in the Pasuk, and Mishnah Mitoich said the Mishnah Berurah Chashivusan Shenishtabcha Behen Eretz Yisrael, because these are mentioned in the Pasuk, and through this Eretz Yisrael is praised, fine. But the question is over here, when I eat the first bracha is still Ho'etz, right? If I sit down and I make a grape, I eat a grape, I'm making a Ho'etz. For example, what's the proper bracha on a grape? Ha'etz, right? And al ha'etz, which is what we said afterwards. And the question is, for example, we take a pomegranate, which we said is also the same thing, you make al ha'etz, but the first bracha v'shayna, is ha'etz, again, the same thing. So the question is over here, why by when we grind up the five, the chamesha saminim, the five grains, like we said, right? Like we said, the spelt, the oats, the wheat, we grind that up. It's a totally different bracha. Where we see by the five fruits that we mentioned, right? Even though there's a al-ho-eitz, you don't make a bernafashis like an apple or an orange or something like that, but you make on those five fruits that we keep on talking about, right? You make a al-ho-eitz, but yet the first bracha is all the same. If I eat an apple, I make a baripri ho-eitz. I eat an orange, a kurana tree, baripri ho-eitz, right? If I eat also a pomegranate, baripri ho-eitz. The after bracha is different, right? If I eat a grape, I pre-rate. The after bracha is different. So what is the difference between this and the ground up wheat, barley, spelt, and the five grains that we mentioned, oats and so on, whereby things change really drastically. The first bracha is different. It's either hamoitzi or mezonos. Nothing to do with anything else, right? It's over here you have ho'etz and ho'etz. Over here you have amotzi or you have mezonos. It's a totally different world, right? As opposed to if it's a single grain, which would be a ho'adama. And of course the after bracha changes also, which is al hamichya or benching birchas hamazon, depending if something is a if it was baked and however it was eaten and so on. Okay, so upcoming share I want to explain the difference. The Mishnah Berurah Ois V'Hadar brings out a beautiful pshat explaining the differentiation and why we have the bracha of mezonos. Why we have al hamichya, but more importantly, the bracha of mezonos per se or hamoitzi, and what that's all about. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tuv.